Okay, we're ready to go. Everyone take a chance to review the minutes, and just a slight correction to the agenda. The minutes are for May, not for April.
You said for the agenda? Oh, approve all adoption.
Is there a motion to accept the minutes?
So moved.
Been properly moved and seconded. Any question?
Moved.
I did. I moved.
I second.
Vera Holmes.
Holmes. Oh, I'm sorry. Vera Holmes moved for the acceptance of the minutes.
Jerry V. seconded.
Jerry V. second.
Properly moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carried. Parent comments. Teacher comments. General public. Okay, school report.
Okay, well, I want to start off the school report with just saying that our young man, Deshaun Banner, who was shot in Wilmington, the kindergartner, still in the hospital, still in a coma. So somebody from the staff or administration is at the hospital on a regular basis. And we'll continue to pray and then, you know, update folks on that, but not doing too well right now. The students completed their smart and balance test, that data will be available later in the summer. I want to thank everybody for attending our 8th grade and kindergarten graduation. They were a huge success. We have students in our summer program now. It's underway, 4-week program. And I want to also thank our board members who support us with the many awards we've been able to give out at our graduation. We're interviewing teachers as we speak for several vacancies. So we pretty much have most of our teacher hiring done. I think I interviewed a 6th grade teacher and pretty close to hiring a 2nd grade teacher. And I think we may have a couple of paraprofessionals we need to hire, and we should be done in our interviews.
How many vacancies do we actually have?
At the end of the year? You mean right now?
Right now.
Like 30
still.
30,
you said?
30.
Oh.
I said 30 still. No. 30.
So what was the answer? I'm sorry.
As of right now?
As of right now.
Yeah. That's first and second to third. So we have a 6th grade vacancies, 7th grade. One of the 7th grades, we've already 7th grade math we fill. So 7th grade science, we need to fill. 6th grade ELA, we need to fill. And kindergarten para, we need to fill. I'm just waiting on the response. I made an offer letter to one teacher, and I'm waiting for her to respond in 2nd grade, and that'll be it.
So we have like 5 or 6 vacancies we have at the end of the school year that we had to fill?
No.
7
total, including the para. Summer cleaning is taking place. We need to start working on a play system for the yard out there, so we need to start talking about that. Working on a play system for the playground. Jesse will be refinishing the wood floors as he did. Well, he'll be hiring a company to come in and do the refinishing like we did last year. First and third floors, and painting the lockers. Fire alarm system is pretty much done. We're having the fire alarm system all be replaced. And the fire panel as well. So I think by July 7th, all that should be wrapped up. We got the quote from the company on the lights, on the outdoor lights and the parking lamps. Jesse was telling me that their quote, including the labor, was close to like $23,000. Delcola, the company we normally use for our electrician, came in at like half that for labor and lights.
Do we get a quote from them? That's what I haven't seen.
Jesse has that. That's why I told him he needs to give that to you from Delcola. Yeah. So I think it's like $13,000 for the lights and the labor.
So where does the difference come in? Is it
this
a less expensive labor, less hours, less expensive light?
It's probably a higher charge for labor because it looks like the labor alone is like $12,000 for the hire. That like parts alone is $13,000 they're charging us, and then the labor is another like $12,000.
Well, if you would share with me, I mean, we'll look at it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm gonna have him send that to you ASAP because he should have sent it to you already.
Okay.
I asked him if you had that.
We saw one.
We saw one.
Right. That's the only one I have.
Out of Connecticut. And that's
the only one we saw. Because apparently he had the Delcola one first, so you should have had that already. So
the
I'll talk
one that
to him.
We have is from Ron Walker.
Ron Walker,
right?
He's got like an outfit out of that.
The firm that they're buying the lights from, yeah.
$375 a piece.
Lighting Enterprise. But let me know, Ron's an associate that I could talk to, you know.
Okay.
Contractor to contractor, so let me
know.
Yes, sir.
Okay, will do.
We can talk to talk. Tell him I need a favor.
Okay, all right, so I'm good after that.
Okay.
I have. How many
students do we have right now?
You mean for next year?
Yes.
That's
the one we have.
40-something. That's minus the 100 kindergartners that we take in. And then we have, of course we have some families that don't inform us about their enrollment until the summer. But, yeah, so we're anticipating. I think we determine our budget on 740 students.
Right.
We anticipate having more than 740 this year.
Okay. But at this time, if I'm understanding, 640 confirmations.
Yes, sir. Return.
Mm-hmm. And that's minus the kindergarten.
Yes, sir. That's before kindergarten. So that's all your intent to return. Okay. It's probably like 642, but I know I rounded. It was around 640, probably like 642.
So if we put the kindergarten in,
it'll be at 740. Now, here's the thing. You always have some that end up moving that don't tell you. Some do the form and say they're coming back. So we always count for about 20 students who don't inform us that they're not coming back, who don't come back. But we also know that we have another 20 or 30 who, because we have the potential to return 690 students. And we only had we had less than 10 no's. So everybody else is potentially, basically, who didn't do a form between 640 and 690, it's just that they didn't return the form, or they're just going to come back and not do the form. But we can only count on the forms that we had. We're only going on the hard data, which is about 642 right now.
Just curious, is there anybody that you just asked not to come back?
No, not at this time.
Any other questions on the school report? Is there a motion to accept?
Motion to approve, no brainer.
Second, Hal Blocksy.
Second, any question? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carried. School financials.
Everyone have three updated for May 31st. As you know, that we have all money in, all state funds, our local funds. The only thing that we have left to come in would be federal dollars. As we use them, they give us those federal dollars. So we're planning on ending the year with a positive variance of approximately $276,000. That's the very last column. We have one more month left, and we're trying to use money that we have now to pay for things that we would do, that we would use it for next year, so that we could use some of those funds up and free up some money for next year.
Like what?
Like
paying for these lights, right?
And paying for those, paying for the computers that we were getting for teachers. This year we're getting those. Some other jobs that Jesse's doing, we're paying for that now instead of in the summer. Everything that he could get done now instead of next month, we're trying to get that in this year.
Talk about capital.
So, can I ask you a quick question? In regards to expenditures, so if I look at those last two columns, are we saying what's going to actually be spent is the 9.4 in the column next to the last one?
Yeah, that's what we're saying is going to be spent for all the expenses.
Mm-hmm. So are we looking at the surplus being 400 or?
Yeah, that's going to be the actual surplus.
Or the 275.
Mm-hmm. We're looking at the 419 to be the actual surplus.
So we have the opportunity to possibly do some things this week, I guess, right?
In a few days.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So actually, no, we don't, because they
have a they're already done.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Unless it's a credit card, that's the only other thing we could spend funds on. Or used.
The books don't close this Friday, or they've already closed them?
The state's already closed. They said we can't put through any more expenses.
Yeah. State closed, I think, I'm going to say, like, 6 or 15 or something.
See, on June 15th?
Okay.
July
13th.
This is Angie Cortez. She's our business manager.
Oh, hi, Angie.
It's the money lady. Okay.
Any other questions?
Ms. Wander, we're still going to have a salary surplus even with the raises?
Yeah.
50,000.
Never mind, my question is answered.
Hearing Mr. Bruce, how is this in loss of his fellow, how will that affect us next year?
Well, in the budget, I incorporated everything that I was aware of for Kendall, the charter school network, and also information that was given to me directly from the city. And we will be having a approximately $65,000 decrease in our unit count formula. But we also got the 21st Century Grant, and in addition to that, the funds from the Christina School District. So we're still in a very, very, very good position for next year.
Any other questions on the financials? Is there a motion to accept?
So moved, Hal Boxer.
Second, Reverend Moore.
Properly moved and seconded. Any question? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Any extensions? Motion carried.
The short one. You have an extra?
It's coming.
Okay. In the event of Mr. Christie's absence, looks like his expenditures. For the month, or roughly about $35,000. And our fiscal position is still very, very strong. Fundraising activities. Fundraising committee does not have a report for this meeting, and hopefully we will have one at the next meeting. Are there any questions? Is there a motion to accept the board financial report?
So moved, Reverend Moore.
Second, Reverend.
Proper move and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carried. Curriculum. Mr. Cooper is not present. I'm not sure if he had the opportunity to come into the school this month or had any meetings with staff.
No, just for the graduation.
Okay. All right. We will certainly begin to look at the current curriculum and explore some opportunities over the summer. Personnel committee.
I have three motions tonight for the board to vote on. First motion is for the signing bonus for the teachers.
Teachers and staff.
Teachers and staff, yeah. Right.
Second motion, Vera Holmes.
Properly moved and seconded. Any question? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Any extensions? Motion carried.
Second motion is for the CFO, Tricia Winder's contract board.
Has that been executed?
It has.
Oh.
Second the motion, Vera Holmes.
Properly moved and seconded. Any question? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carried.
Next motion is for the administrative staff salaries. That they be accepted as presented.
So moved.
Second, Gwen Robinson.
Properly moved and seconded. Any question? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carried.
I do have to make an additional motion, and that is for Principal L's performance measurements approval.
Second, Gwen Robinson.
Properly moved and seconded. Any question? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carried.
Vera, did you want to make a motion regarding the personnel committee? Do you want to make that later?
Now. I'd like to make a motion that any future individual compensation increases above the contractual salary must be pre-approved by the board.
Is there a second?
Second.
Properly moved and seconded. Any question? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carried.
My second motion is that any allegations of misconduct by an employee, staff, or faculty must be reported to the president of the board and the chair of the personnel committee within 24 hours, who will then appoint a member of the board to either be a member or lead the investigation team.
Is there a second?
Second, Jerry Velasquez.
Properly moved and seconded. Any question? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carried.
That is my report.
Operations committee.
Well, I'm the only one I wanted to report on, only because of its issue having to do with it being a life safety issue, is the need to repair the emergency lights here in the building. Okay. Well, there is also a desire to address the parking lot lights. I think the emergency lighting is a more pressing and urgent one, as that would be viewed as a life safety issue with a fire department walkthrough or building department walkthrough. It's an urgent issue.
Now, is that what Prince Well spoke about earlier?
Yeah, about the
fire alarm system.
Well, the fire alarm is a separate issue. That was a maintenance issue that.
Okay.
That was a system that needed to be repaired. Okay? and that, I think, it is moving on its own, if I'm not mistaken. I will check with Jessica on that, but it's my understanding that that's in the work and that should be okay. This one has to do with the emergency wall packs that you see in the ceiling or in the corridors. They will be viewed by the fire department or the fire marshal as having to be operational. So I understand that they're not operational.
What's that, the red?
The those lights up there,
or the exit lights.
Yeah, the exit and the two white lights that are next to them.
Uh-huh.
Those are the emergency lights in the event that the building was to lose power. Those would light up in strategic areas all throughout the building for egress purposes. Okay, and they're mandatory. So we are receiving quotes on them. I've received one. We'll entertain the other ones. I don't think we're in a position right now to do anything, having only one quote in front of us, but it is a very pressing issue, and I would, Principal L, if Jesse would get us the quotes.
I sent him the message already.
They will look at them. So
tomorrow morning you'll have it.
Is this something, Jerry, that can wait until our next meeting for us to vote on, or?
I was gonna say the following. I know that they do a school walkthrough just prior to the start of school, don't they? What is that date? Do we know what that date is?
No, Jesse sets that up with them.
Okay.
But it's usually
August?
Mid-August.
Okay. So if we should have a July meeting, then it's okay, then maybe we can delay it to then, but it cannot go past the July board meeting. It would be my statement.
So am I correct in assuming that we have adequate light during the day, that should there be an emergency, people who are in the school would be able to find the exits without these operating?
Who's during the day?
And we do not have any activities currently scheduled during the summer for the evening hours that would put anybody in peril? So to the fact that we're having summer school, the fact that it's during the day, these are not creating an unsafe environment.
Right. I'm going to say mixed answer, okay? If we were to get a building inspection right now, you would not pass, and thus you would not get a CFO. But, I mean, if the emergency lights are not working. So it is a pressing issue, okay? So we need to take care of it ASAP, okay?
Is it possible to vote to approve moving forward? Then once we get a proposal that we agree on, we just move forward, because that way we can get it done immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Once we get on, is that possible to do today?
Yeah, I talked to AC Electric. He didn't think he could give you a good price. So I know he came out and talked to Jesse. So that would be the third one. So he declined to bid on it.
Why?
He didn't think he could do the job.
Oh, yeah, I think you could do a job.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Rent buckets and all that kind of stuff. So.
Mm-hmm. We can certainly make a motion empowering the operations committee to move forward.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion that we allow the operations committee to move forward in regards to securing the services to repair these emergency lights.
I second.
Promptly moved and seconded. Any question? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carried. The heater is in good working order, right?
Yeah. So the AC is on, right? So that's on. There's a boiler management system, whole computer program that's all being updated as well.
How about the room? I know we've been going back and forth, and I think the last thing that we heard, there was a proposal to do some of the roof.
I haven't seen that. I know Jesse's been saying it, but I'm not aware of us having a pressing roof leaking issue. Mm-hmm. Would that be a fair statement, guys?
Okay.
As I understand it. So it may be something that we may look at prior to the onset of the winter season. Okay, so maybe we can defer that for the summer and take care of it. I know it's going to rain. I know. I'm looking to get a roof job done this Friday too, and it's going to rain. And then the only other one I don't have an update on is the ID system. Does it look like we're going to be operational with that by the start of this school year?
Yeah, so we're looking at the budget and what we can do for the ID system, and we'll work with them over the summer.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Brownfields are fine.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a closed issue now.
We just had to come out and redo some sections of the grass over there because
it
wasn't
done.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So we should close that.
So, yeah, that should be a closed issue. We're
it.
Waiting for the
yes,
last
sir.
Brown spots to turn green. They're not green. So I think we're good.
Any other issues from the operations?
Those are the most pressing ones that I have, guys.
Okay. Motion to accept the operations committee report.
So moved.
Second. Properly moved and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Mm-hmm. Any abstentions? Motion carried. Executive committee, we are waiting to receive some playground proposals from the administrative staff.
So at the next meeting, I have some proposals for you.
Well, hopefully not soon.
Sooner? Oh, great.
Hopefully we.
Prove it at the next meeting?
Yeah, hopefully we can give it in so she can be there for next, school year. So, if you can forward those proposals to us and the operations to anything.
Do you have any estimates already or?
We had one, but it was at least a year ago, so we're gonna probably need to get that.
It's probably cheaper. The other item that I wanted to bring up, was a board and staff retreat that at this juncture we're probably looking at, for a Saturday in August. We're not looking to do a full day. We're looking to possibly do 8 to 12. And what we need to do is just, make sure that we are, on the same page for the upcoming school year. And, we're moving forward with the charter renewal.
Can I propose 9 to 1? It is Saturday in summer.
Come on, what else?
9 to 1 or 10 to 2, we like 8 o'clock in the morning.
On the charter renewal, so we're working on a renewal. But we do need to kind of, if we can approve maybe a small budget for a consultant to take care of that, and I can come with you with information on that.
We're gonna take that.
Okay, you'll take care of that?
Yeah, just forward to us what they're.
I got you, I negotiated.
Okay.
Super.
And we can certainly do 9 and 1.
10 and 2.
Okay.
No, it sounds like.
You gotta get out to now we got brunch. We have it at the World Hotel. I got some good prices up there.
So we'll get some dates or what?
Let me see if I can get some people first, or I said some people. Let me see if I can get some dates from. From folks at home. Be home with us today. Any other new business or open discussion? Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Probably moved in second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.